talent, you know, what we got on the roster, the type of players we have on the roster. You know, we got big-time players. And, you know, us as big-time players, we got to make big-time plays. So it's that time of the year to start making plays.
We talked about over the last 3 years you've lost Peyton Manning out of that room, DeMarcus Ware, Coach Kubiak leaves. Is there a leadership void? What is the key, I guess, from the taking ownership from a player standpoint?
Now, everybody has to lead together and, you know, in their own little realm, their own little world in a separate way and, you know, get some of these young guys to adapt to the culture that we've, you know, put together for 5-6 years, you know, since I've been here. So, you know, it's on all of us to lead.
Do you look at the Patriots as a barometer?
They're a good football team. You know, the best time to turn it around is against a team like this that's not going to beat themselves. You know, they're going to be very disciplined, very detailed, and focused on their jobs. And, you know, we can definitely take something from that.
How much of an impact can playing at home have this weekend to help get you guys back?
Be good if the fans still believe. You know, we get a lot of things on social media, whether they believe or not. But, you know, we need them out there 76, 77,000 strong, yelling, being loud, disrupting Brady and his calls. You know, feels good to come home, have some home cooking.
Van said after the last couple of weeks that these guys are the perfect opponent for y'all. With the rivalry and history that have been so many big games, does it feel different or does it feel maybe even more important?
Every game is important. You know, this is just as important as the last one. We definitely want to stop the streak that we're on, losing-wise. And, you know, who else better to do it against us, the Patriots, on Sunday Night Football where, you know, this is like a division game to me. I've played them so many times. They know me. I know them. So, and the way they play the game, the way they, you know, approach it, you know, how they're coached, it's perfect for us. So, yeah.
How does an offense create more explosive plays?
Got to step out of more tackles. When you catch the ball in space, you got to believe that you can make the play, you know. And I think that's just all of us, you know, from myself all the way down to Emmanuel. You know, whether someone's, you know, whether it's blocked perfectly, make the play great, or whether, you know, you catch the ball and someone's on your back or you get the carry and someone's right there in the backfield, you got to make a miss, man, and make a play. That's what playmakers do. And, you know, we haven't done that up to this point. You know, we're just heavenly talk about it. You got to speak it into existence. So, you know, we got to make a play every way possible.
Vance was saying he's trying to figure out what the brand of Broncos football is for you guys to win. It seemed like statistically when you pass a lot, that's not the formula for success. Is this team simply equipped to run, establish the run and win that way?
We know when we run the ball, we get a better chance. You know, we're not one-dimensional. That's what we want to do. We want to run the football. And, you know, we want to be efficient while we're running it. And, you know, whether – O-line's playing really great that day, running back's playing really great that day, or we're both playing, you know, like crap that day. It's up to us, you know, in our room to make more plays. I mean, we said that. I mean, we got three guys playing. And, you know, I told them that today, you know, hey, you know, if all three of us score one touchdown, that's 21 points. So we just got to find a way to do that.
How would you describe the mood in the locker room?
Focus. Definitely sick and tired, you know, of losing. And, you know, a sense of urgency. You know, we know what time it is. You know, we got a chance to do something special. We got a chance to do something really special that only us in that locker room believe that we can do it. And, you know, that's where it starts. And if everybody can change their mind and rig the game to believe we can do it, we can definitely make it happen. I mean, we got the players to do it. We have the roster to do it. So it's not like it can't be done or it'd never be done. It's been done before with a lot other teams with a lot less talent. So we got the talent. You can, I mean, but, you know, Coach Patricia and Coach Belichick, they always play us something different. You know, in the NFL, gave them 14 days to prepare for us, so we know we're going to get something different.
CJ, is there such a thing as a make-or-break game in the NFL? Would this be that, if so?
All games are make-or-break. I mean, we're 3-5, so, you know, out of our 8 games, you know, we won 3, we lost 5. They're all make-or-break, you know. We keep saying, you know, what is going on, and we have to find a way to do this. No, we don't need to find a way to win. We just need to win. We just need to do it. Just do it. Don't find anything. Don't search anything. Just go out there and play football. Do your job the best way you can. Be detail sound, and dominate the opponent in front of you. That's just plain and simple. That's what it is. That's football. And you know, X's and O's and, you know, Joe Woods scheme, Mike McCoy scheme. Look, all that's cute and stuff. But at the end of the day, beat the man in front of you. Win your one-on-ones.
All right. Thank you, CJ.
Thanks, CJ.